Tina will say, again skipping ahead a little bit, Shali Srufa Va'esh, famous Kina written by the Marambi Rutenberg over the burning of the wagon loads of Torah, of Svarim, that was carried out in France. And there was, this was seen at the time as something very terrible and really should be that way. And as we come to this Kina, so one of the things that we cry about, as we about the burning of Torah and the loss of Torah, is to understand what Torah is and how that is something that remains, and that's kind of our way to connect to Hashem. And when we lose that, it's kind of the final seal of the Churban. I heard this many years ago from Rav Sobolovsky, I'm sure people in the shul have heard it as well, but the Gemara says that there ain l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, after the Churban, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have El Adal and Amos Shal Halacha Bilvad. He only has the four Amos of Halacha. And what's Pshat there? So the Pshat is that the Beis HaMikdash, it was the place of Avoda, it was the place to see Hashkacha Pratis, and the place to connect to Hashem through all those things. But it was also the source of Torah. Kibitzion Tetzei Soros, the Lishka Chagazis, the Sanhedrin sat and gave Psak for Klal Yisrael. It was the source of Torah. So with the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, so we lost, we can't replace the Avoda, we can't replace the Hashgacha that we spoke about when it comes to what was seen in the Beis HaMikdash, but the one remnant we have of that ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Dalat Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad. It's the Limud HaTorah that we're able to connect to Hashem. And that part is not destroyed, but whenever that's lessened in the world, whenever there is a destruction of Torah in this world, so it just causes tremendous pain because it's really the same pain as the Churban. It's that pain of not being able to connect with Hashem, as we spoke about last night. It's that preda from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're divided, we lose the ability to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we lose the Torah. And that's where the Paitan says, just in the middle, or maybe two-thirds of the way down, paragraph begins, Etma l'nafshi eich ye'erav l'chiki achol acharei re'osi asher asfush shilalayich rechova v'chule. He says, I wonder to myself, how am I going to be able to enjoy any food after I've seen the Torah gathered up and destroyed? So that's the pain we're describing. We lose Torah when Svarim are burned, and when Talmidei Chachamim pass on, or Rachman al-Tzan are killed. So that it should cause us tremendous pain, because that is our link to Hashem. That is our way to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we don't have that, that's tremendously painful. Just a quick story, maybe to relate to the loss of a Talmid Chacham. So it's only been 2 years since Rabbi Yoshua was Nifter, but there's a sense in the Olam HaTorah, there's a sense in Eretz Yisrael that we've lost the clarity of Torah. And just one story, I think I may have told it last year, but it's worth repeating, that Rav Shai Shechter, Rav Shechter's son, told me that he was with his father a bunch of years ago to go talk to Rabbi Yoshua about his chumrah, about not drinking milk. And the way that Rav Shechter walked in, was talking to him about the question about trefos and complicated issue in Yoredeia, and they were discussing the shaila, and Shai described that Rav Shechter's conversation with Rav Yashiv number one was all in Mar Makomos. He didn't have to explain anything. Rav Yashiv and Rav Shechter had such clarity in the halachos that they didn't have to explain, oh yeah, you remember that Gemara and you remember that Rishon. It was just, bam, I say the source, I know what it is. That's a clarity of Torah. And Rav Shechter walked out, apparently told Shai that he knows Yerodea very well. He said, but with Rav Yashiv, it's as if he learned it yesterday. That was the clarity Rav Yashiv had. And also, I heard from a few people, they spoke to Rabbi Dr. Steinberg. I don't know if Steinberg was the posek, not the posek, he's the chief doctor, one of the chief doctors in Shari Tzedek. And he quotes many times from the Tzitz Eliezer, from Shlomo Zalman, from Rabbi Yashiv. My father's one of the people who told me a story, but I heard this from others as well. They asked him, who do you have now without Rabbi Yashiv? And he feels a real loss. There's a real lack of clarity in Torah. He did say Rav Asher Weiss is the one person he's still turning to, but it's still not the same level of clarity as he had with Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yoshev. And as we lose that clarity of Torah, that causes us that tremendous pain again, is that the ability to understand Torah clearly is an ability for us to connect with Hashem and to do His mitzvot properly, and we cry over that loss. But at the same time, as we think about this kina and we cry over it, let's not lose sight of the tremendous privilege that we have nowadays to learn Torah and to have Torah be taught. Throughout our generations, as described here in this kina, but there's been such persecution against Torah, preventing Torah. There was over a thousand years, the Christians would censor our learning, our davening. In the communist Russia, they didn't allow for any, we know the stories of the smuggling that was done and the undercover Torah learning that was done. And that was all because they understood that that was the way to connect to Hashem, and we cry over the fact that that is what we had to suffer for so many years, but also to appreciate the opportunity that we have to learn today. And to realize that puts on us a tremendous responsibility, because as we read in the Haftarah this morning, Alma of the Haaretz, why was the land lost? Azvuas Torah, see that we left the Torah. We left the Torah with our veirs, as we said, but we also left the Torah by not fully appreciating that opportunity to learn and taking advantage of the opportunity to connect with Hashem. Shali Srufa Vaish, Lishlom, Abulayev, Hansavim, Shachar.